I think there's something so compelling about watching young people explore sort of the human condition and what it means to be human and like explore their love for the arts. My name is Kaylee McCandless. I am the program director for Teen Musical Theater of Oregon. We do between 3 to 5 musicals a year. Our sets are designed by professional set designers. Our costumes are made by professional costume designers. The shows themselves are high quality and have high production values, but there's some extra level of sort of magic almost that comes with the fact that it's young people who are doing the work. Our spring production this year was a musical called Children of Eden. It's got all these really universal themes of, you know, love versus fear and control and forgiveness and second chances. And so it's this really beautiful musical. And we were going gangbusters prior to COVID-19 up until about March 12th. So we were in the thick of that process when it became clear because of state mandates, our governor was announcing that we were going to need to postpone the show, which was, you know, devastating. But originally we thought, you know, we're going on a 2-week hiatus, things will calm down, we'll gear the show back up, we'll just basically push opening night back a month. We still have hundreds of community members who are waiting to find out the fate of our show, and we're trying to figure out the ultimate fate of our show. Our cast reacted, I think, as well as they could have under the circumstances. I remember when we shared the news with them, you know, their eyes sort of got wide as saucers, and there was sort of a stunned silence in the room. But in general, everyone has done a brilliant job of rolling with the altered trajectory of the show. Obviously, whatever becomes of it now involves the realities of social distancing and creating a piece of theater with people who can't get any closer than 6 feet apart. It's a completely different ballgame. But we did acquire a license to film and document our production, which is incredible.
Right, we're doing.
Yeah, rolling.
2, 6, Z as in zebra, 1.
There are absolutely silver linings to this entire experience. The biggest one for me is that I've been forced to stop and deeply appreciate the fact that I get to do what I love and that my job is to do what I love. There are two lines from two different songs that immediately resonate with me in terms of what is going on in our world right now. One of which is, in whatever time we have, we will make the most of time.
In whatever time we have, we will make the most of time.
That is about not knowing how much time we have left and doing what we can to cherish it. And then the closing of the show is sort of a direct address to the audience, a breaking out of the story itself. And we actually turned that number into a virtual choir.
Our hands can choose to drop the knife. Our hearts can choose to stop the eating.
There's so much going on in our world right now that is so sort of volatile seeming. I think our community is obviously in need of art. I also think we're all doing the best we can to try to figure out how to still creatively express ourselves. So I'm hopeful and I'm optimistic about the future of what we do, even though I don't exactly know what it will look like.